The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning to all of you. It is 11:01 Central Time, where we are on this Memorial Day. Oh, yes, we're live. I elected to come to work today. Even though some of you, or many of you, are taking the day off, many of you are retired. That's not in my vocabulary, so that's okay. I hope you're enjoying it. We have 10% off this week, Good Health Naturally products, and when you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice. Chris in Kentucky is asking us to pray for him. He went to the hospital, and we don't know any more than that. So if you just lift up that situation to the Almighty, we appreciate that in your prayers. Chris in Kentucky. If you have a prayer request, you can go to thepowerhour.com, click on the community tab, and then click on the prayer request and send it up there. Let other people help you pray. That's a good thing. Memorial Day, which this is an American holiday. It is not celebrated anywhere else. It's observed on the last Monday of May. And it is not to be confused with Veterans Day. This holiday celebrates the honoring of men and women who died serving in the U.S. military. All right. Originally, this was known as Decoration Day. It originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday in 1971. You know, it's kind of sad it took us that long to get to this point, because there's so much pushback. Especially today, I watched a very interesting interview with Tucker Carlson. He was interviewing Danica Patrick, you know, the race car driver. And of course, she was at the recent Turning Point USA Am Fest in Phoenix, Arizona with her sister. And I don't know that she's totally tuned into Christianity or spiritualism, but she made some certain points. And the certain point was the fact that, you know, how many people are alone now and have changed their whole mindset, and how we became, as time progressed from the lockdown forward, how we became more cynical, more suspicious, more divided. Yeah. My lovely wife and I were having a discussion this morning over coffee about how many people actually created media rooms in their homes because they couldn't go out anywhere. So they decided they were going to do some home remodeling and just stay put, not sell their house for obvious reasons, because everybody was just scared, you know, whatless, and decided that this was a good thing. We're just going to, you know, stay put, not do anything, make home improvements, not sell. They were looking forward to, you know, getting through this 2-week period, and all of a sudden 2 weeks turned into 4 weeks, turned into 8 weeks, turned into months, turned into years. All the meanwhile, mainstream media was brainwashing everyone and throwing more divisive ideas in their heads. Not a good thing. It's one of the reasons why we're here and why we need to stay on the air this year, especially. And we appreciate, of course, your donations. That helps. We have to stay on the air, folks. We're going to try to get Ernie Gallo on the phone. He's a survivor of the USS Liberty attack, which, by the way, this was a 1967 attack on the USS Liberty by Israel. Oh, yeah. And the NSA is covering it up. So we're going to be talking with Ernie, hopefully in the next hour. But in the meantime, back to this idea about Memorial Day. And of course, you know, the Civil War ended in the spring of 1865 and claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history and required the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. Some of you really feel like, depending on the war that your loved ones died in, that this was a huge sacrifice, some unnecessary. Some of those who died had absolutely zero idea why they were there. Others knew why they were there. You know, everybody gave. Some gave all. And of course, some records show that one of the earliest Memorial Day commemorations was organized by a group of formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina, less than a month after the Confederacy surrendered in 1865. Nevertheless, the 1966, the federal government declared Waterloo, New York, the official birthplace of Memorial Day. Why? I don't know. And, There's some other things of note as we move down to the news page here. I want to do a little commentary about things you probably didn't know about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Since we're talking about Memorial Day here, it's to honor the dead, not the living. That's Veterans Day, okay? Memorial Day is to honor the war dead. So don't get that confused. A lot of our younger generation doesn't understand the difference. There are a lot of people out there that are very misguided and don't know how that works. And they're led to believe that, you know, these are interchangeable holidays. No, they're not. Yes, I realize that the post office and the banks and everybody are closed because they're all at home burning weenies on the grill or whatever it is they're doing. You know, it's just another one of those holidays that to many who don't understand the sacrifice people gave, don't care. And that's wrong. They just think it's another time to go party, get drunk, drink beer, whatever. You know, and we just got news of that PGA golfer, Grayson, that committed suicide. He was an alcoholic. He was only 30 years old. PGA golfer, pro, winner. And see, when the bird gets in between your ears, that's when bad things happen. People commit suicide because they let the bird in, if you know what I mean. I know, that's a heavy, huh? These guys that gave their lives so that we could be free, that's who we're honoring today. So question is, how many steps does the guard take, and we're talking about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier here, during their walk across the Tomb of the Unknowns, and why? Do you know? Do you know the answer to that? 21 steps. It alludes to the 21-gun salute, which is the highest honor given any military or foreign dignitary. Number two, how long do they hesitate after their about face to begin their return walk and why? 21 seconds for the same reason as answer number one. Three, why are their gloves wet? Their gloves are moistened to prevent losing their grip on the rifle. Number four, do they carry their rifle on the same shoulder all the time? And if not, why not? The answer is they carry the rifle on the shoulder away from the tomb. After their march across the path, they execute an about face and move the rifle to the outside shoulder. Question number five. How often are the guards changed? Guards are changed every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Number six. What are the physical traits of the guard limited to? For a person to apply for guard duty at the tomb, they have to be between 5'10 and 6'2 in height, and their waist size cannot exceed 30 inches. The requirements of the guard, they have to commit 2 years of their life to guard the tomb, live in barracks under the tomb, cannot drink any alcohol on or off duty. They cannot swear in public, cannot disgrace the uniform or the tomb in any way. After 2 years, the guard is given a wreath pin that is worn on their lapel, signifying they served as guard of the tomb. There are only a little over 600 presently worn. The guard must obey these rules while serving as guards or for the rest of their lives if they choose. The shoes are made with very thick soles to keep heat and cold from their feet. There are metal heel plates that extend to the top of the shoe in order to make the loud click as they come to a halt. There are no wrinkles, folds, or lint on the uniform. Guards dress for duty in front of a full-length mirror. The first 6 months of duty, a guard cannot talk to anyone nor watch TV. All off-duty time is spent studying the 175 notable people laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery. A guard must memorize who they are and where they are interred. Among the notables are President Taft, Joe E. Lewis, the boxer, and Medal of Honor winner Audie Murphy, the most decorated soldier of World War II of Hollywood fame. Every guard spends 5 hours a day getting their uniforms ready for guard duty. Eternal rest grant them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. In 2003, here's a little backstory for you. As Hurricane Isabel was approaching D.C., our U.S. Senate and the House took 2 days off with anticipation of the storm. On the ABC Evening News, it reported that because of the dangers from the hurricane, military members assigned to the duty of guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier were given permission to suspend the assignment. They respectfully declined the offer. No way, sir. Soaked to the skin, marching in the pelting rain of a tropical storm. They said that guarding the tomb was not just an assignment. It was the highest honor that can be afforded to a service person. The tomb has been patrolled continuously 24/7 since 1930. God bless and keep them. This is just one of those things that we thought we would share today. In God we trust. Interesting, huh? And this is the fact that this is in honor of the war dead and those who are buried at Arlington National Cemetery. Just so you know, this is quite the sacrifice, folks. Would you do that? Would you sacrifice like that if you were in a position like that? Would you volunteer for something that rigorous? I don't think that a lot of today's youth could stomach that. It's got to be somebody that's up there that knows what's going on. Moving on to world news here, 12 minutes after the hour, we have this UN court, Netherlands-based International Court of Justice, called on the Israeli government to immediately halt its military operations in the southern Gaza Strip of Rafah by a 13-2 vote. And you know what Israel did? Read between the lines. Israel doesn't care what the UN court thinks. It's not a member of the international court. And by the way, a section, $320 million. That's what we spent on that Gaza pier that Biden spent. Well, it's detached itself and drifted onto an Israeli beach. Oh, darn. The pier operation already last week was off to a rough start and was paused for 2 days after desperate Palestinians mobbed and ransacked the first trucks transporting aid unloaded from the pier before they could get to the distribution warehouse managed by the World Food Program. Okay, point made here. When you have people that have nowhere to live and are destitute, okay, think about that over here in this country now. This should be a warning sign to anybody who thinks that it can't happen here. Oh, it can and it will. I'm not a soothsayer, but I mean, look at it. Look at the situation the way it is. There's a war going on. People are fleeing that zone. The media is just, you know, it's like they're calling play by play on this thing. 35 Gazans were killed today in airstrikes. Blah, 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 blah. And we're all upset. Yeah, we've been upset ever since the mainstream media started putting these thoughts into our heads. Israel's committing genocide. Yeah, we forget all about what happened with the false flag attack. And maybe it was on purpose they did it. We don't know. We weren't there. We don't know what's going on in Bibi's mind or Yoav Gallant's mind. We don't know what's going on in their head. I mean, if they're Zionists, then so be it. I mean, they're covering up what happened to the Liberty, and our government is part of it. So here's the thing. Another conversation my lovely wife and I had over coffee this morning was the use of the word democracy and how we live in a constitutional republic. But, you know, like Nazi propaganda Mr. Joseph Goebbels said, you tell people the same thing over and over and over, soon they will come to believe it. And so anyone that does not understand that we live in a constitutional republic and keeps preaching the word democracy has been either brainwashed, they don't care about our constitutional republic, they are latent closet communists, socialists, Nazi, fascists, whatever. They don't care. They want our country destroyed, and they are not to be trusted. And if Tucker Carlson doesn't stop using that democracy word in all of his stuff, I'm going to quit subscribing to his podcasts. Because these people are brainwashed. And they're part of mainstream media, and they're brainwashed. They're not to be trusted either. We live in a constitutional republic. Don't you dare forget that. That's what these men fought and died for, is to preserve that constitutional republic, not our democracy. We don't have that. But, you know, you brainwash everybody and brainwash these politicians, or maybe the politicians are doing this by design because, as you know, change the language, change the culture, right? Am I wrong? I mean, come on. Phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. When you get to the prompts, press 1. You know, that's the way it is, this word democracy. It's a brainwash. People who keep using that cannot be trusted. They have other nefarious intent in mind for this country, folks. Which brings me, are you willing to fight and die for what you believe in, like these gentlemen did? That's why we're having, and women, that's why we're having this conversation. Meanwhile, Papua New Guinea's massive landslide 3 days ago, now they've just figured it out. 6 villages destroyed. National Disaster Center, you know, the UN, oh, well, probably 670 people died. Nope. It buried more than 2,000 people, most of whom were sleeping when it happened. More than 150 houses were buried beneath the debris, almost 2 stories high. Rescuers heard screams from beneath the earth. Got us sad. Residents were using spades, sticks, and bare hands to try to shift the debris, and they've only found 5 bodies so far. More than 250 homes have been evacuated, 1,250 people displaced. Sad state of affairs. We could pray for those people. But, I mean, if you see pictures of them, it's like, do they believe in God? Who do they believe in? Who do they worship? Why did this happen? See, those are the things, you know, we're not of this earth, folks. Let's make a deal. No deal. Deal or no deal? No deal. Who fails to secure the global pandemic treaty? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, Tedros is whining in his beer again. The global pandemic treaty was rejected after 2 years of closed-door meetings in Geneva. Who had hoped the final draft treaty could be agreed upon, but no, thank God there is a God out there. Not happening. And see, of course, the WHO still said there's still an opportunity to reach agreement. Efforts would go on despite the inability to reach a deal last week. Congress, of course, I don't think is going to allow that. The Senate's not going to allow it because we, the people, are free here and we don't feel like being controlled. The House, as a matter of fact, also, if you didn't hear that news, they have decided, and I put this one under surveillance state on our blog post, the House has passed an anti-CBDC bill to prevent financial surveillance of Americans. But here's the kicker. This was H.R. 5403. Representative Tom Emmer is the one that put this out there, pointing out that unlike decentralized cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin, a CBDC is a digital version of sovereign currency that's designed, issued, and controlled by a government. Since it's subject to central control and is programmable by the entity controlling it, a CBDC does not have the privacy protections that cash affords. But understand what the vote was. 216 to 192. So that would mean that 192 House members wanted CBDC so they could control us. These are probably the same people that say the word democracy every time they open their mouth. These people are not your friends, folks. They need to be voted out. The days of House members, you know, it's a two-year term. You don't need term limits if you can vote these people out. See, because once they get in, what do they spend the next 2 years doing? Running for re-election. How much money can we get to be in power and stay in power? They go to all their special interest groups, amass millions of dollars in speaking engagement honoraria or whatever the case, so that they can sit there and play these power games on Capitol Hill and take away our constitutional rights. So understand where that's going, right? We'll move on to U.S. news here before we take your phone calls. At least five people are dead and 80 hurt after tornadoes hit Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. A tornado ripped through Valley View, Texas over the weekend. It was full of people. 60 and 80 people were inside taking shelter. Dozens of panicked drivers had pulled into the gas station to get off the road, only to be caught directly into the path of the tornado. The storm system is moving east over the weekend here, bringing rain that could delay the Indy 500. Well, yeah, probably did. We move along because a lot of this is dated news. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear has declared a state of emergency early today after tornado-spawning thunderstorms swept over the southern plains and the Ozarks. According to his numbers, 14 people are dead, hundreds of buildings wrecked. Severe weather continues to shift into Kentucky. Landscaper was killed by a tree toppled in winds that gusted to 80 miles an hour in Louisville. Weather Service warned of additional storms moving through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, damaging winds, large hail, more tornadoes, heavy downpours, flash flooding. Trump held a campaign rally in South Bronx, catering to the blacks and the Democrats, who, of course, showed up in full droves. And, of course, that prompted a response from Governor Hochul, calling the attendees clowns. You see, they just don't know when to shut up, do they? You elect Trump, it's going to ruin our what? Democracy. See, now she can't be trusted either, folks. Special counsel Jack B. Nimble, Jack B. Smith, is wanting a gag order in the Trump classified documents case. Amazing how that works, huh? Yes, him opening his mouth and making statements might pose a significant, imminent, foreseeable danger to the agents involved in the planning and execution of the Mar-a-Lago, you know, the raid. Because he was out there saying, this is Trump, they were out to kill me. They changed the rules of engagement. Well, hey, after what happened to the executive director of Little Rock Airport, Brian Malinowski in Little Rock, what else should we expect? Of course, they're going to come in heavy. Are you ready for them? Are your neighbors ready for them? If you all know your neighbors and your neighbors are all cool and nobody's putting a vote Biden sign in their yard, and you know they're all cool and you know they think like you do, And, you know that these people haven't done anything illegal. And all of a sudden, 10 unmarked or whatever marked police cars show up in front of their house and they come out of these things heavy. What are you going to do as a neighbor? Are you going to sneak up behind them and make them run through the briars and run through the brambles and run through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go? I have to make light of that. Steven Schwartzman. Know that name? Yeah, I know. It's Jewish. He's the CEO and co-founder of real estate giant Blackstone. Not to be confused with BlackRock. No. Blackstone's one of the world's largest real estate companies, one of the largest investors in leveraged buyouts. Not the same as BlackRock. Mr. Schwartzman is worth $38 billion as of this month. And guess what? He's within the top 50 billionaires worldwide, and he's backing Trump. All right, moving on to the phones. Jeff in North Carolina, good morning, sir. How are you? It's good afternoon where you are. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, first off, I just want to say happy Memorial Day to you and yours, and say thank you for your service. First off,
same to you, sir.
And thank you. I got a couple comments, Dave. I always bring up such thought provoking things on your shows, which is what I love. Danica Patrick, you were talking about that. She said a lot of people are alone or lonely or whatever right down there. That really struck some thoughts. There is so much division in this country right now that it is absolutely insane. And, you know, truthfully, Dave, the ones that are holding the country together right now are the serious Christian people. They're the ones that are holding it together right now. That's the only thing that's holding back God from really doing anything more than what he's already done. This country is led by, you already know, Dave, you talk about it all the time. This country is led by idiots, morons, liars, perverts, on and on and on. That's what this country is led by. So anyway, I'll stop and I'll listen to you, Dave. I don't know if I can keep going, but I'll stop and listen.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for your call. You're right. There are many people who are alone and have been basically alienated from their families. It all started with the design of the lockdown and what it was supposed to achieve. I've mentioned on the show before, folks, they tested this stuff. They bench tested this in focus groups and found out 35% effectiveness. Well, you didn't get the jab? Well, you're not coming over for Thanksgiving. We don't want you to give COVID to grandma. And grandma ends up getting COVID anyway, right? Grandma goes out and gets two shots, two boosters, and now, you know, she's 6 feet under. Oh, you're not going to come over. You're not going to see your granddaughter. You see how all this was designed? Because there's people out there that don't have common sense enough to understand what's really going on. Brady in Arizona. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Hope you're doing good. Like I said, the mass genocide continues, and the people that don't believe it, a lot of them are gone, but a lot of them are still living, and they think their ailments don't have nothing to do with the death jab that they were given. So I don't know if we're ever going to influence these people or what. They're still lining up to get their boosters. Now you got Disease X rolling out, which is the bird flu, which is somehow now manipulated into a cow that is now transformed into a human. So
yeah, it gets crazier by the minute, Brady. Thanks for your call. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Four minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, where we are on this Memorial Day. And of course, as you know, when the bumper music starts, we got to stop. So Brady didn't mean to cut you off in the middle of conversation, but we had to go to break. We'll continue. What else is on your mind, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to go to the point with the central bank digital currency. This country wouldn't be able to implement the CBDC because they have nothing to back it by. You would not be able to put a CBDC backed by the dollar because, as you know, the dollar is going to zero. The only system that's working with the cryptocurrency, as you're seeing across the world right now playing out, is the BRIC system. You have some form of a cryptocurrency backed by gold and silver. That's flourishing. You've got the ruble at a 10-year high right now. You got the yuan at probably a 20-year high. And you have the dollar at a 100-year low. So coming up for the year, you better get ready to see the silver. As you're seeing today, it's up about $1.50 just this morning. You don't have much time left where you're going to be able to get a piece of silver for $30 an ounce. It's more likely by the end of this, you're going to be at 300. So be wise, start buying it immediately. And one last thing, Gabe, the reason why that the Israelis and why what's happening over in Gaza, what they're going after, it's not that they're bombing it. This is one part. They're bombing and blowing all the women and children apart. But after they've gone through different areas of Gaza, the starvation aspect, the most criminal thing and the most evil thing you could do to a person, depriving them of water and food, that's why they're in the International Criminal Court today. Even God, nobody would do that to what the Jews are doing to those poor Palestinians. They're rotten, and I hope Bibi rots in hell.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your comment, Brady. I don't know about 300 an ounce. 50 maybe, I don't know about 300. I'm going to agree with some of our other listeners out there who have been chiming in. And the thing is that, you know, I don't know how volatile things are. Remember that our dollar bill says on it, Federal Reserve Note. What is a note? It's a promise to pay. And therefore, you are running around with a bunch of debt notes in your wallet, handing them over to pay for whatever, and all you're doing is just exchanging debt for goods and services. And here we go. This is how a progressive, fractionalized fiat money system works. And eventually, as we all know, including Brady, including Jeff, including everybody that knows this show and knows how we talk about things here and what we talk about, what goes up must come down. And that means with no backing, the dollar is only worth what we the people are willing to give it as far as what were the operative terms, full faith and credit. There's even a clause out there. Yeah. Gotta love it. It's the way it works. In Oakland, they have a progressive mayor there. I'm talking about California. Mayor Sheng Tao. How she got elected, I don't know. Could be because she's backed by Soros. There's a recall effort out there, and apparently they've got enough signatures to qualify for the November ballot to give her the boot, and they're still collecting signatures to ensure they survive a challenge. And of course, why are they going after Mayor Sheng Tao? Well, she's been the target of criticism since she fired Oakland Police Department Chief LaRon Armstrong because he criticized her defund the police and who had taken a tough approach to crime. She didn't like that. So organizers know that they got to be really careful about the signatures. They've got to be valid. Because this recall effort against George Soros-backed L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon was disqualified in 2022 by county workers who claimed there were too many invalid signatures. So Oakland voters have already gathered enough to qualify a recall of Soros-backed Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price for the November ballot, according to the Chronicle. But they got to validate every single one of them, because if they don't, it could come back with the same results as what happened with Gascon when they tried to remove him. Do you remember last week we had Matthew Batem on the show? We just had him on as a guest in the Power Hour. Might have been the week before. But Matthew Batem is a Supreme Court reporter, and he has written an article which you all might want to read about Judge Clarence Thomas criticizing the landmark Brown versus Board of Education ruling this week after its 70th anniversary, suggesting in a redistricting case the Supreme Court used faulty reasoning when it declared that it was unconstitutional to separate school children by race. He said this is a problem because the same defective thinking appears in the court's redistricting decisions, according to the court's longest-serving justice. He says that Brown v. Board of Education, which was Topeka, Kansas, remember that? He said it was actually two decisions. The first ruling was on May 17, 1954, where the court unanimously overturned the separate but equal principle established in Plessy v. Ferguson, 1896, in a challenge to public school segregation in Topeka. The court held the government-sanctioned separation by race violated the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, a decision that bolstered the civil rights movement. Yeah, I get that. On May 31st, 1955, a little over a year later, a decision known as Brown 2, the court unanimously ordered the states go ahead with desegregation plans, all with all deliberate speed. Some constitutional scholars criticized that for upending precedent and writing new law on the basis of data presented by social scientists. Well, we know about scientists, don't we? Now, this whole thing. Remember what happened in Little Rock? Yeah. 1957. Dwight D. Eisenhower, personally been lukewarm to Brown, decided he was constitutionally obligated to enforce the rulings. He federalized the Arkansas National Guard and used it to protect minority high school students in Little Rock, where Democrat Governor Orville Faubus had been resisting desegregation. You see, there are many people out there that just didn't want to let go. Well, pretty much like the guy in the White House and Lieutenant or whatever his name is, Byrd, West Virginia's Byrd. Remember him? The late Byrd, Senator Byrd. Flipped him to Byrd. Yeah. See, this is the whole thing. Because, see, now we're looking at racial gerrymandering as constitutionally suspect, but allows partisan gerrymandering. We're talking about the Supreme Court and how they treat things. This is Alexander versus South Carolina State Conference of the NAACP. The map was adopted because of political consideration. It was not a product of race-based discrimination. It benefits Republicans like Nancy Mace. See, if you catch her using the word democracy, vote her out. These Congress people better get their, you know what, together. Act. Let's be nice. This is Memorial Day. I doubt half these people really understand what's going on, even in their own backyard. People are very disgruntled with the way they're behaving. And see, the thing is when you go online to YouTube and places like that and you start looking at all these stupid arguments going on in Congress between Congress people, and the Congress people are constantly throwing the word democracy out there, somebody better call their office and have a little conversation with them. Because if they're going to continue to use the democracy word, I say we vote them out. And put somebody in there that understands we have a constitutional republic, because there's no way that we're going to preserve any of this. And here's another line item that many of you may take interest in. I put a little comment on top. What's next? Voter registration cards? Oh, where do you think I'm going with that one? Democrat mayors asked Biden, we're talking about 41 of them, 41 blue state cities, their Democrat mayors are asking Biden to give work permits to illegal immigrants. Yeah, they want him to grant parole and work permits for millions of illegal immigrants residing in the U.S. Wow. That's what I said. What's next? Voter ID cards? You know, they want the Department of Homeland Security to leverage its authority to grant parole. Congress, you need to step in here. Biden's going to give these people what they need to get to the polls, and then our country's going to get wrecked. I don't care what these people say. These Democrats are saying that it could boost the GDP by $7 trillion over the next 10 years. First off, they didn't specify whether they were legal or not. Federation for American Immigration Reform found the U.S. bears a fiscal burden of $150.7 billion annually due to illegal immigration. So somebody's math is off here. These people are going to tax our medical services. They already have been. And then who's going to support them when the government, you know, what are they going to do? Keep funding programs to give these people who are out of work, that are illegal, that are living on the streets, and they want to give them a debit card with $9,000 on it so that they can live for how long? You see, that's the big problem here. That's what we have to stop. We, the people, have to take these people that are using the D word out of our vocabulary and take them out of Congress. Kevin in Ohio, good morning, sir. Happy Memorial Day to you. Actually, you're in Eastern time zone, so we're going to say good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dave. I'm commiserating. How's that?
Oh, I love it when you commiserate, sir. Commiserate away. Go ahead.
Phil, did you see that live radio broadcast of that member of parliament last week? Yeah, live broadcast, and he was telling the people in England, in the world, that we are actually in World War III right now. Did you see that?
I did catch part of it, yes.
And they're not going to let the people know till July or August. And the real, you there?
Yeah. I'm just Dave? Chuckling at the fact that July or August, and I'm going, why so long, you know?
my phone beeped. So really, his kicker was that these globalists, the money people, he said money people, know a week in advance everything's going to happen, and so that we live, and so no wonder they're way ahead of us because they only feed news from a week previously, and that's how they handle it. And then secondly, did you see the, or did you report about the saying that Biden's going to have a speech the afternoon of the decision of the Bragg case with Trump?
I have not reported that. No, I've not reported it. I know that he was giving a speech in various places, and I don't even like to give that man credit because to him, a speech is like fighting with a teleprompter, and God only knows what he says then. Can't even string two sentences together.
Well, the point is he's announced he's going to give a speech the afternoon after the verdict comes in. So the fix is in. Why would he have to give a speech if they didn't already have the answer to the verdict, you know, what the verdict's going to be?
Well, Kevin, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Since you're commiserating, we're going to commiserate together here. When we're talking about this judge, Merchan, that is running this case, instead of sequestering the jury, he let them all go home for the Memorial Day weekend to... I mean, they've been gone all week. Don't you think their neighbors and everybody else knows that they've been on this jury? don't you think word's gotten around? And don't you think, I mean, he's told them, now, I don't want you to research the case, and I don't want you to watch TV. Yeah, I don't want you to go to picnics and hang out with family members that may disagree with what you're going to rule on that jury. And see, this is a bigger problem. You know, what's your take on the fact these people have just been turned loose? I mean, that was a piss poor decision on the part of the judge, for starters, because now they've been exposed to society, who has made up its own mind whether or not Trump is innocent or guilty, and they don't care about the rule of law. What's your take on that?
I absolutely agree with you. I saw it too. It's absolutely, it's contaminated, just like that. It is totally, yeah. I want to make something I heard this morning, and every time I hear it, I have to cry almost. You remember the Peter, Paul, and Mary song about where have all the young girls gone?
Yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
Long time
passed.
The last two.
The last two
are, where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. And then he goes, well, then they go, but where have all the graveyards gone? Gone to flowers. You know, just like that.
Yeah.
I think that's how we're remembered.
Well, and you see, the other thing, too, is the last line of the song is, when will they ever learn?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep, that's right.
When will they ever? See, when you're talking to a DJ, Kevin, I've been DJed for many years. I started radio when I was 14, back in 1968, and I'm tuned into all those songs. Oh, by the way, I did want to mention the founding and only surviving member of the band Iron Butterfly, Doug Engel, who was living in Las Vegas, has passed away. Apparently, it happened last night. His family has just announced he just died. The last surviving member of the band Iron Butterfly that did the song Inagata De Vita. I'm sure most of you are aware of it, but we just heard that this morning. So thought I'd pass that along for those.
One more, Dave. When I was in basic training in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, they played Inagata De Vita the whole time in the breakfast. I remember that.
Wow.
They would play music. Yeah, oh, this is unreal. But it was 26 minutes long or something like that.
Yeah, 22 minutes and 18, I think, somewhere there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember that. We used to play in the band I was in back in the 60s, but, you know, that was Doug Engel, the one that passed away last night. It was him singing it. So, yes, and that's amazing that they would be playing it at the 101st Airborne. Maybe it was, you know, there's been an article out about, you know, you eat as fast as the music that's out there. And, you know, it's like, you know, what am I in a dream? Am I hallucinating here? I mean, you look at the front cover of that album and it's like, wow. Remember those where they used to use the oils in a splash pan with a overhead projector to make all that stuff? It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you for being there on Memorial Day today.
Hey, I had to. You know, we were gone last Monday because of technical difficulties. And I said, you know what? Memorial Day. I mean, this matters. I'm a vet. You're a vet. Thank you for your service again. Serving in the 101st. It just, you know, I appreciate it, Kevin, so much, more than you know, and you survived, and we're still here to and living to talk about it. So it's a good thing, and I appreciate your call. Wow. Yeah. When will they ever learn? Yeah, that's profound. Of course, you know, all the late 60s, these protest songs, you know? It's like, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. Yeah. Hammer out danger, hammer out a warning. Yeah. Love between the brothers and the sisters. You see, there's your summer of love for you. I know we all remember that. And then you had Inagata De Vita. Oh, my. Yep. 1968 through 1970. Now, there was a time when I was at a Lutheran academy and listening to that song and playing in my first band when I started working in radio as a DJ on College FM. And I'll tell you what, it brings back memories. Kevin, thank you for that. Let's talk about health for a minute. That 10-year follow-up colonoscopy, maybe not such a great idea that soon, according to research 3 years ago, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force lowered the recommended age for the first colorectal cancer screening by 5 years from 50 to 45. Gee, I wonder why. Long-term data used in a JAMA oncology study published this month, however, suggests it may be time to move the follow-up screening back 5 years. He said, look, you have the second screening test in 15 years rather than 10. It really isn't going to make any difference. I sometimes wonder if you're eating and you have a healthy diet, why you even need that in the first place. But this is science, you see. This is what they say. Why? Because there are men out there, they're called gastroenterologists, and they got to make a living sticking a tube up people's butts. I mean, sorry, they just got to do it. They stick them down both ends. They stick them in the buccal cavity, and they stick them elsewhere where the sun never shines, and they go try to find polyps, which could grow into cancer. We get it, all right? But do we put our full faith and credit in science these days? I don't know. 1.8 million bottles of Fiji water have been impacted by an FDA recall notice, but the company says there's no health risk. And who reported it? Amazon, of course. And, of course, the affected bottles were sold between February 1 and March 3rd of this year. But here's the thing. When you leave water in a non-temperature-controlled environment in some warehouse, it happens. Whether you found manganese and three bacterial genera in the water, it really doesn't matter. When it sits in a warm warehouse, I mean, what do you think is going to happen to water? All right, we are up to the break. We got these important messages coming up, and then we're going to try to dial up Ernie Gallo, USS Liberty survivor. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Orega Resp. And the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.